what should the Central Wasatch look like in 50 years? That was a question posed to visitors on a whiteboard at the Mountain Accord Open House at Park City High School earlier this week. The board, filled with post-it notes from the several hundred people in attendance, gave suggestions that ran the gamut, from comments asking for more wilderness area, to leave Guardsman Pass alone and not use it as a connector between canyons. The public asked to keep the Wasatch the same as it is now, for no more plastic, more mass transit, and fewer cars. They asked for wider bike lanes and charging high costs for water with high levels of consumption. Others asked for wildlife overpasses. The large whiteboard was an important brainstorming session, said Lainey Jones, program coordinator for the Mountain Accord. She also said the whole process includes public input over the next month via mountainaccord.com to find out how the public views the melding of transportation, economy, recreation, and the environment.
We asked the public to tell us, do you think it's a good process? Tell us about the process. And on March 7th, we'll close comments, and then we'll report back what the public said. And it's just about fleshing up issues. What do you think the big issues are mm-hmm. that we should be tackling?
Okay.
We call it scoping.
The group brings together 23 public and private groups that are stakeholders in the Wasatch, from the environmental group Save Our Canyons to the transportation group Utah Transit Authority to Ski Utah. All bring their individual interests to the table with a willingness to compromise to ensure the preservation of the mountains and canyons that Utahns love.
Everybody agrees that we want to preserve the environment. Everybody agrees we want to have high-quality recreation experiences because that's why we live here. It's near and dear to all of our hearts. Everybody agrees we want to have a vibrant tourism economy. Nobody disagrees with that. And everybody agrees we want more transit, and we need to have sustainable long-term transportation solutions. So those are the things that are just foundational, that no matter what side you listen to, those are the things that everybody says.
Bringing 23 groups to the table with often competing and even conflicting interests, Jones says, can be cumbersome, but it's also a collaboration. And that's the only way to find solutions for the Wasatch.
We're all going to have to compromise. Where we're at today, everybody says we're here at the table to reach consensus solutions, because doing nothing is not an option. And that's the fear, right? If we don't all come to an agreement, then we'll just, you know, we'll let the courts settle it, or we won't do anything. And 50 years from now, we'll regret that we didn't do something when we could. So yeah, there's a lot of commitment to compromising.
But she says while nothing has been as sweeping as the Mountain Accord, there actually is a history of collaboration among some of the players.
These parties have already done this, right? They already came to agreement on something really controversial like wilderness and ski resort boundaries. And they've, you know, last year they came to 90% of agreement on it. So we're not starting from scratch.
John Nepstad is on the environmental team for the Mountain Accord, but in his day job, he's a transportation consultant. He says bringing all the interests together is the only way to go, and sees a great future for preserving the Wasatch in a way that benefits everyone.
Nobody builds bits and pieces of roads or trains or bus facilities one little project at a time. These are more integrated. Every project these days is multi-jurisdictional. Funding comes from a variety of sources, and nothing is that discrete. There may be a lot of discrete interests, but when you have transportation in there, it's all that has to go to the wayside, and that's become secondary, and getting something done becomes primary.
The first phase of the project is to gather input. You can go online to mountainaccord.com to submit your thoughts on an online whiteboard. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, KPCW News.